More than a year after the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, there is at least one visible difference at the Alaska Office of the Federal Agency that regulates offshore drilling. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement has a new acting director in its Anchorage office and expects to announce a permanent director in the next 30 days. Bigger changes are in the works for the agency, and those changes will be influenced by an Alaskan who is hoping to bring increased attention to Arctic Ocean drilling issues. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement is in the middle of a huge transformation right now.
We are going to try to reform the way we do business virtually across the board.
That's Michael Bromwich, the director of BOMRA, as his agency is called. He was sworn into the job last June after the Deepwater Horizon spill prompted the Obama administration to replace the Minerals Management Service with BOMRA. The old agency was accused of being too close to the oil industry.
We have had this agency investigated, reviewed, studied by more outside entities than any other agency in the federal government over the last year, maybe even over the last 10 years. So we've had a lot of people looking at us and evaluating what our weaknesses are and what we need to change, including changes that will affect the culture and improve the culture.
In Alaska, Bromwich says those changes include a new acting director, Dr. James Kendall. A federal government report last year criticized the way environmental reviews were conducted in Alaska. Bromwich has praise for Kendall and says one of the reasons he was appointed was because he used to lead the agency's environmental studies program. Bromwich says it was an important step in demonstrating the Bureau wants to expand the role of environmental analysis in the Alaska office.
There have been a number of observers that have said that our people in the Alaska office have felt that their work has not been sufficiently highly valued. That's obviously troubling to me. And so I want to make sure, and I know Dr. Kendall wants to make sure that the environmental scientists and environmental analysts in the Alaska office recognize that their work is valued and that their work plays a role in the critical decisions that the agency is making.
Bromwich says the Bureau as a whole has been chronically underfunded, but Congress is starting to provide a significant amount of additional funding to help institute reforms. Bromwich wants the agency to do more inspection on oil rigs, do more environmental analysis, and add more staff to review exploration plans. He also wants to develop a stronger enforcement policy. He says Congress should raise the current fine limit, which is $35,000 per incident per day.
Which, to you and me, may sound like a lot of money, but to oil and gas companies, it's not. And so if we want there to be a deterrent effect in the fines that are imposed for serious regulatory violations, we need to raise that fine level.
As Bromwich continues his reform effort at the agency, he'll be getting advice from an Alaskan, Lois Epstein. She's Arctic Program Director for the Wilderness Society and was appointed recently to the Ocean Energy Safety Advisory Committee. It's a new permanent body that will provide guidance to BOMRA on improving offshore drilling safety, well containment, and spill response. Epstein agrees Bromwich should focus on upgrading enforcement. She says large, very public fines when operators make mistakes could have an important deterrent effect.
We need to be able to distinguish who the good operators are and who the bad operators are. You know, for too long, we've had people saying that BP was an outlier, that what they did, they wouldn't do, but we don't really know that. We don't know who's doing a good job and who isn't.
Epstein says her main focus on the committee will be making sure Arctic drilling issues get the attention they deserve.
I'm concerned that they haven't focused enough attention on the Arctic and the differences in the Arctic compared with what the Gulf conditions are like. The industry has made the case that drilling in the Arctic is not all that different or difficult. However, there are conditions in the Arctic that are just not at all found in the Gulf.
She says the agency is way behind in terms of having the tools it needs to prevent large oil spills, and she predicts it will take years to develop new regulations aimed at making sure a Deepwater Horizon type incident never happens again.
In terms of regulations and enforcement and transparency, BOMRA has a long way to go before the public and Alaska Natives and others are likely to feel comfortable that all the right tools are in place to ensure there aren't going to be major problems with Arctic Ocean drilling.
Epstein isn't saying there can't ever be drilling in the Arctic, but she thinks the conditions there require a lot more science on the basic environment and better spill response capabilities than currently exist. Bromwich agrees the Arctic is an environment that deserves special attention, and he says the agency will be reviewing oil company spill response plans for the region very closely. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.